joins us. Hey, Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rhonda, 15 million Americans have a drinking problem. Define problem, and let me preface this with something. I for years, a gentleman has since passed away. I had a medical professional in my family who would regularly interact and treat alcoholism. And we were in a discussion one day, and he told me from his point of view, and he was in practice for 5 decades, he would say that he would tell a person that if they needed, if they absolutely needed to function and be comfortable, 2 drinks a day, he said that was a real red flag, even though they could function. Do you use any markers that way, or how do people know they have a problem, quote unquote?
Well, great question. And typically the marker that I use is if it's more than 3 drinks in one setting for a female or more than 4 drinks in one setting for a male, and then look at not just the daily intake but the weekly intake, and if it's more than 7 for a female or more than 14 for a male.
Okay, let me just stop you there. I just want so people to hear it. So you say there's a problem if in a week a male has more than 14 drinks or a woman has more than 7. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying I would think that's a concern. And also, the other piece of it that is even more important than the number itself is looking at the mental health history of the person and their family. Because we hear all these health reports that, you know, research shows that 1 drink a day of wine could be okay. And mm-hmm. I have so much caution with that because it may be okay for a person who has absolutely no mental health history and no family history of mental health. However, if you have a person that maybe they're in their lower 20s and they have a grandfather and a father that were both alcoholics, and they also have a mental health history themselves of maybe anxiety as a teenager or some depression, 1 drink a day is not okay in that situation because with a history of mental health, 1 drink a day becomes 3, 4, or 5 very quickly because of the dopamine effects of the alcohol in a person who struggles or could struggle with mental health due to a history in the family. That is more dangerous. So there's a big caution just using those numbers mm-hmm. because even those numbers are not okay if you're dealing with an individual that has any kind of mental health history.
Are you surprised, Rhonda, that 15 million American adults have a drinking problem, and really there are 7 recent, they receive treatment? I mean, this to me is kind of unbelievable, but it's true.
Well, and it's true and it's concerning, and there are different types of drinkers, if you will. So many of us, have, you know, we're familiar with the ones that are problem drinkers, that everyone just looks at that and they know that's a severe case. But we also look past other issues such as those that might be, quote, high functioning. They have a job, they have a family life, and maybe they're even involved in their community and do volunteer work. And then we hear stories about what they really do drink after hours, yet they appear to be so put together during the day. And then there's also the concerns of teenagers and young adults with binge drinking, and that is the most common type of drinking with that younger age group. And for me, I work a lot with children and, you know, teenagers, young adults, and it's such a concern because in that age group, they don't know what they're getting into mm-hmm. at all in most cases. Again, they don't realize that when they started the first few drinks and they were trying to get rid of their social anxiety that they had, they don't understand how dangerous that combination is. And in most cases, there hasn't been a family member sit down and say, look at the mental health history on both sides of our family and let's look at any anxiety, PTSD, depression, bipolar disorder, just anything that's happened in the family history so that you as a, you know, as a young adult know what you might be getting into and what kind of problems come from this alcohol use.
Wow. Rhonda, what would you say to somebody? We only have about a minute left here. What would you say to somebody who says, listen, I think I have a problem here, but I don't know who to go to. I feel ashamed talking about this with a family member or a friend. What would you say to them?
I would recommend that they go to whichever trusted person they feel most comfortable with, whether it be their family doctor or if it's a religious institution, their priest or rabbi, just or if there's a friend that they have that is a counselor or a psychologist, sometimes just starting off and mentioning to that individual, hey, look, I think I might have a concern here. Who do you recommend in our community? Because part of it's going to be making certain that there's a match on who they go to for help the first time, because if they don't like the person they're referred to, that's a very easy deterrent to, you know what, this doesn't feel so good, and they go right back to their regular routine. So making certain that a person that they trust, that knows them, can make a recommendation of someone that might be very compatible to work with them.
Rhonda, thanks a million. Very, very interesting, and we can follow up on this certainly. Clinical counselor Rhonda Martin, and just think about that. Over 15 million American adults have a drinking problem. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda. Appreciate it. 842. Yeah, listen, and she did say, she said 14 drinks in a week, which is what my father-in-law used to say. Yeah.